Yaakov dreams. He saw the ladder established on the earth, and the top of the ladder reached heaven, and the angels were going up and down the ladder, and God was standing atop the ladder. God was standing on top of it. The Midrash tells us, Tani Bar Kafra, Bar Kafra thought, sulam, the ladder corresponds to the ramp that led up to the Mizbech, to the altar. Musav Alta was standing erect in the earth, Zemizbech, that is the altar. Mizbech Adamata, God says, make an earthen altar. The top of the ladder reached heaven, Zelo HaKorbanot, that's a reference to the sacrifices, Sherechan Olel HaShemayim, that their smell goes up to heaven. V'nei Malach Elohim Olim, the angels are corresponding to the Kohanim, Olim Yodim Bo, are going up and down, Shem Olim Yodim Bakevish, they're going up and down the ramp. V'nei Hashem Nitzav Alav, God is standing on top of it. Ra'iti et Hashem Nitzav al HaMizbeach. The prophet Amos tells us he saw God standing on the altar. So that's one explanation. Rabbanan Patrinei B'Sinai. Our sages said this is a reference to Mount Sinai. V'achalom Minei Sulam Zeh Sinai. Our sages say the latter corresponds to Sinai because Sulam is the numerical value of Sinai. Mutzav Alta was standing erect in the ground. That's a reference to the Jewish people who stood at the feet of the mountain. V'yitzvuk Tachtit Ahar. So on top of the ladder reached heavens, that's a correspondence to the verse that says, V'ahal bo'er ba'esh ad lev ha'shamayim, the mountain was a fire to the hearts of the heavens. V'nei malachei Elokim olim yoredim bo, the angels going up and down, that's a reference to Moshe v'Aaron. V'nei Hashem nitzav alav, God was atop the ladder. V'yered Hashem al Sinai l'rosh ha'har, that God came down to the top of the mountain. So we have two understandings what this dream represents. Either it represents the Mizbeach and the Kohanim going up and down and Hashem accepting our sacrifices on the Mizbech, or else the latter represents the Mount Sinai, us standing at the feet of the mountain, Moshe Rabbeinu going up and God coming down to the mountain. These are two possible understandings that the Midrash offers into the dream of the latter. Beit Mashmut Divrei HaMidrash Yesh Lomar Be'ur Mashmut Divrei HaMidrash, to explain what the Midrash is talking about, we could say, "Dinei le'el minei itza sham b'midrash ala pasuk v'efka b'makom." Gentlemen, do you want to continue? Yes. Yes. Okay. So the explanation of the Medrash can be understood as follows. Earlier, the Medrash had said on the verse that Yaakov met with the plagues, "Bikesh la'avov v'nasah olam kulo k'min kotel lefanav." He wanted to pass. Yaakov Avinu was intent on going further, and suddenly everything stood in his way. The world became like a boulder, like a wall standing in his way. He couldn't go forward. Ki ne Yaakov Avinu, for Yaakov our forefather, bechol shnotav, in all his years at Tzitzo leCharan, till he left for Charan, hayam bebet Yitzchak v'etzel Eved. Where was Yaakov spending his life? Yoshev Oalim, he was sitting in two tents. Which two tents? The tent of Yitzchak and the tent of Eved, the base medrash. Ubeotam hashanim haya kodesh kodeshim kemalachim esrafim. Those years he was so holy, he was like the angels. Uchmodei amar katuv, like we say, our Holy One, the Holy One Yaakov, he was totally separate from dealing with this world, and he was sanctified in the highest forms of sanctity. Like our sages taught us, our sages say 84 years he was a bachelor, and yet when he marries Leah, what does he say about his first son? Kochi v'reshit oni. This is my first dream. Our sages say Yaakov Avinu never had a wet dream. He never emitted sperm for naught. That's exceptional. 84 years the man is single, and 84 years nothing ever comes out. 84 years he could say about Reuven, reshit oni, you're my first dream. That's exceptional. A normal person, it happens once, it happens twice, it happens every so often. Not supposed to happen often, but every so often it happens. So Yaakov Avinu, no, 84 years he's on this level of sanctity. Our sages say, it says Yaakov slept in that place. Our sages say, yeah, there he slept. But the 14 years that he was learning in the house of Eiver, he never lay to sleep. He learned. When he needed to sleep, he put his head down and slept. He never lay on a bed. All his service was in Torah and the service of Hashem with exceptional sanctity. The Atah now, Betzetomi Be'er Sheva Charana. He's leaving Be'er Sheva. He's going to Charan. Acharei avodah kazo v'kdusha kazo, after such service and such holiness, alav lashpil atzmo l'olam hazeh. What's he going to do? He has to lower himself to this world, livnot bayit. He has to build a house. Ve'lo liv banim. He has to bring children to the world. Ve'lasok v'tmamasa. He's going to deal with Parnasa. So he's now going from 84 years of the utmost sanctity to deal with diapers, to deal with sheep, to deal with Uncle Lavan, who's trying to swindle him out of his money, and he's got to deal with him. So he's going from where? From the top to the bottom. Lechach ne'emad lefanav kol ha'olam kulo ke'kotel. That's why the whole world stood in his way like a wall. Where are you headed, Yaakov? Hainu shekol mitziyut ha'olam hazeh mizdakha lefanav ke'kotel she'en avo bado. When he thought of what he's going to have to contend with in this world, what's he headed towards? So the world stood against him like a wall. The Medrash means the worldliness of the world. When he thought about the material things he's going to have to contend with, here he was learning Torah, wasn't even interested in sleeping, and now where is he headed? He's headed to deal with everything material, dealing with a swindler, dealing with sheep, dealing with wives, dealing with... Wives could elevate a person. But at the end of the day, you see, he did have to deal with material things. Ech nechnasim el ha'olam hazeh. So the world stood opposite him, and he stood there thinking, how do I enter this world? She'at ko haya parush meno. Till now, he was totally divided from this world. Yaakov was born to a wealthy family. They always pushed him to learn. He was happy to learn. Never had to see anything but the base manager. Spent his life in two tents. The tent of Eved, the tent of his father Yitzchak. He's learning all day. And now he has to delve into this world. And until now he didn't deal with it. Ve'lo hayta lo kol shechut elav. He had no connection to this world. What does this world have anything to do with me? Uvefrat she'alav lalechet lemakom kotameh kevet lavan. And exceptionally, when you think about it, he didn't just have to go into this world. He had to go to the lowest place in this world, the house of Lavan. And this is why God showed him the dream. The dream that we will see next time is going to direct him. How do you go from a place like the Beis Medrash of his father in Aver to a place like the house of Lavan? Bezrat Hashem, this is where we'll pick up next time. Shkoach. Okay, we're doing our last chesed? Yeah. How do I do this?